It's Tuesday, and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our show about how the recession changed the roles of men brought many interesting stories. A listener named Stephen wrote, I am 45. My field of computer programming eroded to India and is so competitive these days. Since my partner is secure, I've taken on the role of estate maintainer, house maintenance, painter, plumber, lawn, landscape, trees, etc. I take care of all auto maintenance. It never goes to the shop. 250,000 miles and counting. On the negative yet enlightening side, the role reversal has given me glimpses of the oppressive, powerless position many women found themselves in back in the 50s. What did you do today? Where is my dinner? Unfortunately, the breadwinner is the power holder, and humans are not always fair and responsible with their power. Little sympathy from Nancy in Vancouver, Washington. Men are upset because they're not being rewarded for taking on childcare and homemaking tasks. Come on, women did these jobs for millennia and were never rewarded. Suddenly men started doing them and expect accolades. What's fair is fair, and if women survive with no positive feedback, so can men. We also heard about a couple who've been shaking up household and career roles for years. Aaron in Michigan wrote, my husband and I are very gender role reversed and have been for years. He's a chef who does the majority of the cooking and cleaning. I am an IT specialist with a penchant for all things technical. I adore power tools and yard work. However, we are equals. We play to our strengths and co-parent our children. We are equals and work together in every way. He's just better in the kitchen, and I'm the one who fixes the toilet. Our segment on giving advice to college freshmen brought in letter after letter urging people to think outside their major and think outside of college. Post-recession, everyone should take a business course was the consensus. But we also wanted to share this piece of advice from James in North Carolina. Go ahead. Make mistakes, he said. Otherwise, you'll be left with regrets but unable to satisfy your curiosity once you've entered the adult working world. Make some bad decisions, but use common sense and let it shape you for the better. Speaking of mistakes, a correction from last week during our conversation with George Barris, Hollywood's king of the customizers, we incorrectly credited him with building the time-traveling DeLorean from the Back to the Future movies. The credit for that car goes to Ron Cobb, Andrew Probert, Kevin Pike, and Michael Chaffee, with an assist from director Robert Zemeckis and producer Bob Gale. And another note, the most dangerous man in America, Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, premieres tonight on public television as part of the POV series. We spoke with Daniel Ellsberg earlier this year as part of our series on Oscar-nominated documentaries. If you'd like to listen to that or to any of the other programs you might have missed, just go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the show and how to join the conversation. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Dahlia Martinez, Ben Temshen, Priska Neely, Arnie Seipel, Peter Granitz, and April Failing. April also handles our web content. Our editor is Barry Hardiman. Darren Botello is our intern. Gwen Uden directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Cal Southworth, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Tomorrow, we'll be in San Francisco at KQED. Michael Krasny will join us there to talk about finding answers to the big questions. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.